Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
This is Daryl Holiday. Sometimes instant gratification is a good thing, especially when the subject is your low pH soil. You need your ag lime to go to work instantly. Pelletized lime from MK Minerals does just that. We grind it into a fine powder, then granulate it. So like an IV for your soil, Pell Lime from MK Minerals is that instant shot of what your winter wheat needs this fall. Your fertilizer dealer knows about this. Ask him or find out more at MKMinerals.com.
Don't just settle for okay. Get MK. MK Minerals.
It's the 32nd annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup, August 26th and 27th at the Lazy E Arena. The Range Roundup is cowboys helping kids, as once again in 2016, the OCA has designated the Children's Miracle Network as their charity. The Range Roundup will feature 12 of the most historic ranches in Oklahoma, each with a half dozen cowboys competing in six great events. Two nights of action, August 26th, 27th. Reserve your tickets by going to www.lazye.com. OCA's Range Roundup at the Lazy E.
And the cattle futures market generally lower today in all contracts but the August feeders. August feeders expire tomorrow. So as that market comes to a halt there, September becomes the front month. September is about $3.65 below where the August is. So that inversion continues. Live cattle were $20 to $1.20 lower, so under pressure there as well. We did have a little bit of cash trade at $1.15. That was $2 lower than the previous week, and a disappointing mark there, as that is the lowest we've been in quite some time. Of course, August live cattle are $112.72, so that's another $2.30 or so cents below where the cash traded this week. Now, box beef prices at midday were slightly higher, up 21 cents on choice at $200.60. Select up 88 at $194.54, so both of those are a touch higher. The current feeder cattle index, 148.34, up 27 cents. And I'd say that the general overall consensus here is these August contracts come to expiration. What will happen going forward? Will the inversion where the front month is higher continue? It's been going on for several years now, so there's no indication that it will not.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets generally weaker as well. The one unchanged market was the Kansas City wheat. Corn was down a half to a penny, and then beans were the weakest here. November beans down 9.5 at 10.04. The beans continued to be volatile. It had 18-cent range from the high to the low today. So that I expect that to continue as we get through this Pro Farmer crop tour this week. Yields have suggested a pretty good crop, maybe not as large as what the USDA thinks of, for instance, 175 on the corn. Maybe not that big, but it is going to be a good crop, and you're starting to see that reflected in the price being down. There's various reports from all sides of the east and west parts of the corn and bean belt, but we'll know more as the week goes on. There was 101,000 metric tons of corn sold to an unknown destination this morning, so that brought a little bit of a strength, at least early on, to the markets. And then for grains, the September options will expire at the end of this week on Friday, and that could bring some extra volatility. And then outside factors today, crude oil is down sharply. It's down $1.40. The stock market's down 50 points, and then bonds are down 6.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.